Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
A food and beverage voucher and one sideshow game. It's open from July 3. There's no better way to spend the school holidays, and Luna Park is a New South Wales COVID-safe venue. Tickets are limited. Go to lunaparksydney.com just for fun.
Ooh, I got a double six.
Meet the Kings.
Hello.
Hi. They've developed a few new habits they'd like to keep.
More quality time with our family.
Less frustrating time with our bank.
Yeah.
So they switched their home loan to Macquarie Bank, who specialise in rewarding good borrowers who've built up some equity with great home loans. Now they enjoy low fees, great rates and the flexibility to repay faster. Search Macquarie Home Loans or call your broker so you can say,
We bank with Macquarie.
Yeah.
Macquarie Bank Australian Credit Licence 237502. Lending criteria, fees and T's and C's apply.
Yeah, I do my own tax. Always have.
He hates it.
I'm very organised. Keep all my receipts.
In a shoebox in the wardrobe.
Last year, I let the missus look after the finances.
A good thing too. I just called Tax Today and got a tax refund on the spot.
I couldn't believe it. They got more money back than I ever could. So I think this year, I'll give Tax Today a call.
Yes, dear. You know you can do it online right now.
For an instant tax refund, get Tax Today on the job. Call 1300 829 863.
Mum, how much does the average fridge weigh?
How long is a piece of string?
Yeah, good point.
What's your point?
Spend $700 or more on a selected fridge at Bing Lee and we'll deliver it free, unpack it free and take away your old fridge free.
No string attached.
You're quite witty, Mum.
How much would it cost to have you take away?
Spend $700 on a selected fridge and get full service delivery free.
I'll throw you in for free.
Conditions apply. Offer only applies to selected areas. See bingley.com.au for full details.
This is Triple M, Sydney's 104.9.
Hi, I'm Maddie Larson with your news briefing. The pregnant woman whose hand the Prime Minister attempted to shake earlier this year in bushfire-ravaged Cobargo is now living in a van with her newborn son. It's 6 months since the fires tore through the New South Wales south coast. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese in the Eden Monaro electorate as voters hit the polls for the by-election today. He's told Nine Scott Morrison needs to visit the communities still struggling.
Regardless of the result today, I hope that Scott Morrison actually visits Cobargo or visits Marimbula, visits Naruma.
Coronavirus screening is ramping up across the country to handle the outbreak in Victoria. 24 flights have entered Queensland as of this morning, three of which were from Victoria, and 3,500 passengers have been processed. Deputy Commissioner Steve Golsheski says the Sunshine State's roads are also being strictly policed.
At our borders, we did random intercepts of over 1,300 vehicles, and eight were turned around.
The state has just one active case, while in New South Wales, police are stopping anyone from hotspots from entering. Those caught doing the wrong thing could face an 11 grand fine or 6 months jail time. And a nervous wait for Virgin Australia staff, with reports almost half of the 9,000 could be axed as new owner Bain Capital trim the fleet. Long-haul crew, pilots, non-operational staff and workers are now the defunct Tiger Air. We'll find out within the next fortnight if they'll be in a job or not.
Live boundlessly this winter with 25% off almost everything at Oz Design Furniture. Hurry, 25% off almost everything ends Monday at Oz Design Furniture. T's and C's apply.
Not getting enough Triple M footy? Or did you miss something and need to go back and have another listen? Get the Triple M NRL podcast. It's available right now on the Triple M NRL app.
Let's get underway.
Saturday's what made for this. The biggest names and the biggest games are right here.
Woo! For King G, where comfort is king.
2, 3, 4! Hey ho, let's go!
Triple M rocks the NRL.
Welcome to the Triple M Saturday Scrum.
Counting down as we are, 3 o'clock, the Titans taking on the Sharks, and we welcome alongside Mark Guy and Will Lawrence, Peter Sterling joins us. Sterling, g'day.
Good afternoon all, good to see you.
You'd have been a little different from last week when you strode in here with Liverpool, glory, 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 all of that kind of stuff, and they get up against Man City and get beaten 4-0.
In the head, we're still celebrating.
Yeah, that's right.
Not just in the head.
Let me ask you, Tony, in 2 years' time, who's going to remember whether Liverpool won the competition this year or if Man City beat them 4-0 at some stage during that season?
I'm with you 100%. 100% supportive of all of that.
I'd be honest next start, but I think Jurgen might have the whip out this week.
Enough, boys. Let's get back into it.
Were you celebrating all week as well?
I've had a good weekend, yeah. A great night last night as well. I was a little bit concerned about Parramatta going into that game after, you know, the four very, very tough matches that they'd had. And in the past, we haven't been good in that area, but they were great last night. It's been a wonderful week. I'm not sure why you're smirking. I don't know. Is there something I missed or something?
No, I'm just listening intently.
That's just my guilty conscience that brings out. No, it's been a good week, and I'm excited. But like Thursday night, that was just
good.
A phenomenal way to start the round off. We're past the sort of the third of the way through the season mark, so things are getting serious. We're only a couple of weeks away from halfway through, so things are taking shape nicely, and the Golden West are looking good at the moment.
So that Thursday night game, and we mentioned it earlier, and everybody's talked about it being one of the great club games. So what did you enjoyed it as much for the fact that it wasn't perfect. Nobody said it's perfect. There was a mistake rate from both sides, but there was a passion rate and a willingness to compete to the very end.
The best games I can remember, Tony, have had errors.
Yep.
When there are high completion rates, sometimes that just means that no footy's being played. So errors lead to momentum changes and, turning points in games. And that had it all on Thursday night. And I was actually coming to Sydney that night, and I thought, well, I'll watch the footy and then I'll jump in the car and come down and won't be down too late. 10 to go, I nearly jumped in the car because the Roosters lead by 10. And then I thought, oh, and then the try was scored and then another try scored. And then we go through. 30 minutes later, 35 minutes later, I'm thinking, well, I'm in Sydney after midnight now, but can you imagine getting in the car and missing that? I don't want to dampen the occasion. But I would have been quite happy for Ryan Pappenhauser's field goal to be the final play of the game.
Yep.
So I don't want to put a dampener on this at all, but I'm not a Golden Point fan.
Yep.
And I just thought that, I don't think anybody would have been disappointed with both of those clubs going away with a point out of that contest. And for the Pappenhauser with, 40 seconds to go, that was the finale.
It felt like that, didn't it? Because Luke Keary, as we said before, he was still arms in the air celebrating his field goal.
Well, funny enough, he wasn't. if you have a look at, he kind of, there wasn't a lot of celebration from them, and that's, even in the back of their minds, they knew that there was still a minute or two to go type thing. So, there was a little bit of acknowledgement that's gone through. But it was back to business. And unfortunately, they didn't cover the short kickoff and it came back to haunt.
Is it an anticlimax for it to be won with a penalty and not another spectacular field goal?
I didn't think it was that anticlimactic, to be honest, because it was such an obvious penalty, and now this, it does bring out the talk. Did Brandon Smith play the football? I look back to the Boyd Cordner play the ball. I thought he played it in that dazed state. I thought he got up and the ball went back and went underneath his foot type thing. But everybody reacted around. And I think you'll find that was an external call that there was something wrong with the play of the ball. So, but the good thing is we're moving past all of that. It was just a fantastic game. The quality of both teams shone through. Melbourne just never, ever, ever go away. It'll be interesting as to what, there's so much talk now about Cameron Smith and Harry Grant and all of that. I don't see Brandon Smith as a hooker. Yep. I don't think that Brandon Smith can do what he's done going into the dummy half role. Like some of his charges the other night, especially before the Jerome Hughes try, when he charged in and took three or four defenders out and all of a sudden Jerome Hughes was just stepping inside there was non-existent defense on that side. To me, Brandon Smith, he ends up at the back of the scrum. Harry Grant comes back down and somehow Melbourne will make that work. Because even though Brandon Smith is the test hooker for New Zealand, I think he's I'm just not quite sure if he can display what he's done now for a couple of seasons out of dummy half as effectively.
Yeah. Well, it was amazing when Cam Smith went back to dummy half as well, the kind of the difference. Because he can do the 6 and 7 kind of role, obviously.
Yes, yeah. But, this Harry Grant, he's a bit special as well. I just think Melbourne make it work somehow that, Harry gets back and whether Cameron goes round or not. But it's... Because we actually asked Brandon Smith the question a couple of weeks ago on the Footy Show as to had he had the conversation with Craig Bellamy as to his was he the heir apparent to Cameron Smith? And his understanding was that that was what he thinks was the case, but it wasn't the most positive that, yes, I've been told type thing. So it'll be interesting how all of that unfolds.
What I loved about that game on Thursday night was obviously both under adversity with key players out, with Munster and Radley and Beryls for the Roosters, but sometimes adversity brings adventure. And, you know, Jerome Hughes all of a sudden found that's the first time this year he's run the ball so prolifically. The Morris brothers continue to defy their age by just being involved in everything good that comes out of the Roosters. Young Flanagan, give me the ball. I want that shot. And that takes a lot of kahunas to do that as a young playmaker in our game, as you would know, Sterling, more than anyone. It just had everything. It was a roller coaster of emotion that only rugby league can give you. Up until, you know, the last play of the game, Pappenhausen gets the ball, and I said, Pappenhausen? When's he kicked the ball?
And he demanded it, MG. he whispered in Cam Smith's ear and said, give me the ball.
Said he'd been practicing it.
Yeah.
Like, in all seriousness.
It was unbelievable.
There were some videos online, actually, of him with some field goals at training, and he was nailing all of them. Well, at least they're the ones they put up on social media.
Yeah,
probably
right.
Didn't put the misses that's up
on that's before you media. Get the Valencia Pro out and get the cut and paste.
Is it just me? Do the Morris brothers look bigger and stronger?
Oh, man. It feels like I'm watching the movie Duplicity with all these Morris brothers everywhere. It seems like there's 10 of them on the field.
None of them's playing for St. George.
It's amazing.
Well, they've always been great finishes, but some of the finishes in the last 2 weeks, like the power,
yep.
They just get over in the corner there and basically shrug off tackles. Like, we've seen them, as I say, they've been great try scorers for many, many years, but they look a little bit different in regards to size and speed. And well, not speed, but certainly size.
Phenomenal. And speaking of size, out near the wing or on the wing, we're talking earlier, the idea of Mike Acevo and you standing in front of him as he decides he might go for the try. It's a daunting spot, isn't it? And Kyle Felt certainly felt that.
Well, you change wings. you dead set put your hand up and say, look, I'm far better suited on the other side. My fend and my step is suited over there. It was great listening to Gerds talk, and mate, he's a future CEO, Gerds, about, you know, salary caps and those kind of things. And the success of salary caps is so much about identification, isn't it? You know, to be able to see this bloke running around for, I think, Mount Pritchard and then lower grades at Penrith and think that, he's what we'll get. They've gone and grabbed him. Joel Kane said to me at the beginning of last year, Joel Kane is a very, very good judge. He had something on Mike Acevo to be the leading try scorer last year at 120 to 1 or something, you know, because he'd watched him play in the lower grades. I'd never seen the young mate run around. But to be able to get him and develop him and, you know, obviously he's going to be on more money down the track kind of thing. But that's what you've got to, identify those kind of players, because the money that you save there, you can spend somewhere else type thing as an attraction. But I said last night that I was fortunate to play with Eric Groth. And when you've got a player like that who are unbelievable ultimate try scorers, the confidence it gives you in regards to in tight games, or if you need something special, or you need to get the ball over the line, to know that you've got that weapon out there, it just, you have faith that, yeah, we can somehow, if we can get the ball to him in the right place at the right time, he'll get there. He'll score. And that's how we felt about Eric. And, you know, maybe that's the way that Parramatta feel about Micah at the moment.
Yeah, it is absolutely awesome to watch him in action. All right, plenty to come. I'm going to get Reedy's mail next. MG, thanks for your efforts today. Been lovely, mate.
Absolute pleasure. I will see you in a few weeks' time.
Okay, there he goes, MG.
See you, MG.
Stays with us. But Reedy joins us next on the Saturday Scrum.
The Triple M Saturday Scrum for King G, where comfort is king. Triple M rocks footy.
Kennedy Malloy giving away 5 queen-size Tempur mattress packages worth 10 grand each.
Kim, you have won the Tempur mattress.
Is on the phone right now.
Yes, how are you?
That's awesome.
Nothing feels, supports, or adapts to your body like a Tempur mattress.
Thanks, well guys. You're the best.
Another chance to win when Kennedy Malloy returned Monday, July 13th.
Another Tempur mattress to give away.
If you're a small business owner, now you can save on insurance and earn Qantas points at the same time with BizCover. Compare multiple quotes from top insurers and get cover online in minutes. Plus, take out a new business insurance policy through BizCover and your business could earn one Qantas point for every dollar spent with Qantas Business Rewards. Put them towards your next holiday.
The Triple M Saturday Scrum for King G, where comfort is king. Triple M rocks footy.
Yeah, comfort is king. Comfort is quality. Quality is king. Comfort for kings. That is King G, and we thank them so much for their support as we head towards kickoff. The Titans taking on the Sharks at 3 o'clock. Sturlo is here, M as well, and so is this man.
Read about it. Read about it.
Reedy's mail.
Reedy, welcome, my friend.
Hey, guys. Big day today. Big day of football today.
Yeah.
Soccer was back. Kids were back.
Were you on the sideline?
Yeah, coaching both of them. Mixed day. The old bloke, he lost 1-0, but very unlucky. They only finished with 10 men.
What
young fella won 12-0.
What age, Reedy?
Under-9s and under-13s.
So most of the kids would be taller than you.
Funnily enough, you're right. They are, Sturlo. A couple of them tower over me.
And Reedy, after 1 week, you've already lost the dressing room. Can you believe it?
The under-9s, they love me. The under-13s, it's a bit of a toss-up.
Wait a second. 12-0. Now, at about 8 or 9-0, aren't you kind of pulling them back a bit and going?
No. They go for the throat, Tone. Got to go for the throat. They go for the jugular.
Reedy is a kind of go for the throat man. You know that.
He is.
They were good. No, they were having fun. It was good.
Excellent work. All right. Speaking of having fun, young Harry Grant looks like that's what he's doing every time he runs out with the footy. What's going on?
Yeah, look, I had a sniff around Harry this week just around his future. I spoke to his old man, Paul Piggy Grant, who's a bit of an iconic figure up in Yeppoon, a knockabout guy. And what I found really interesting was we were talking about Harry Grant and his future and where he's going to end up and all these clubs are looking at him. Back when he was 15, 16, 17, there was no one wanted to bar of Harry Grant. He was a mad Broncos fan. His father would have said he would have happily played for the Broncos for nothing. He joked that he had so many photos of Darren Lockyer on his wall. He wondered whether Darren Lockyer was actually his father rather than him. But he said no one else was interested in him. It was only Melbourne. And Melbourne only became interested or were interested because Paul Bunn, who was their recruitment guru, knew the family. He coached Paul Grant, Harry's dad, years ago and kept an eye on him through that. So it's intriguing when you consider how far he's come in a short time. We're talking only 5 or 6 years ago, no one wanted to borrow this bloke. And in fact, only a couple of years ago, there weren't a lot of clubs sniffing around him either when he was playing Queensland Cup. And now you've got, obviously, Melbourne doing everything they can to hold on to him. Canterbury, the Tigers, a host of clubs waiting to see how the cards fall in the off-season. It's quite a story.
The background that you've just told us, that in a lot of occasions would count very, very strongly on him staying with the club that actually gave him that opportunity. That's something the young player would not forget. You know, if you've got 3 or 4 choices, but if you get a shot when nobody else wants you, I reckon that's something that would come into, you know, the reckoning down the track when he has to make a decision.
Well, that's a really intriguing situation because people assume, Stella, that if Cameron Smith goes around again, Harry Grant can leave. Melbourne say it's not that simple. It's just not a mere fact of Cam going, Harry's free to go. And there's obviously an agreement or a clause in that deal that sort of indicates something like that. But I don't think it's as clear cut as if Cam Smith plays, Harry Grant's a free agent. I don't think, and Melbourne are saying he will be back here regardless. It doesn't matter what happens, Harry Grant will be back at this club. So that makes this week really intriguing with Cam Smith playing in the halves. And you know, they've obviously got Brandon Smith there as well. I mean, they're blessed for hookers down there. I mean, I'd be surprised if Cam goes again, but they're saying Harry Grant will be back there regardless. So that's gonna hurt some other clubs.
I enjoyed the story this morning, Reedy. And in his father, Paul, does sound like one of those kind of larrikin characters because there were some very bleak times for Harry health-wise. Yeah. And the quote here, they prepared us for him to be brown bread in the hospital. Using the rhyming slang there. It was very dark times.
Tony's nickname's Piggy. You're right. He's a knockabout.
They call Harry Piglet. apparently, Lewis, but you should get him on sometime because he's an amazing chat.
Yep.
You'll have to have the beep out button ready to go, but he's a great chat.
Do a pre-record, Reedy. Is that what we're going to do?
genius. But you're right. I mean, it was only 10 years ago. He was 22 now. When he was 12, he was in a hospital bed and had a staph infection, and the doctor said to his parents, you should be prepared. He probably won't make it through the night. And obviously, you know, Amazing. Paul said that those comments have stayed with him forever. And a year or so later, he was actually at the beach. He's a mad surfer, Harry Grant, apparently. He was at the beach with a mate of his, and they were in one of those all-terrain vehicles, and they were carrying on like prize chooks, and they flipped it and landed on his leg, completely crushed his leg. So one of the reasons I suppose clubs weren't looking at him was he spent a couple of years out of the game because he had the staph infection, and then he had the broken leg. So he sort of dropped off the radar a bit, but certainly when he came back, he played pretty good footy pretty quick. And Melbourne, as I said, always had an eye on him. Paul Bunn was getting constant updates on how he was going. And they didn't muck around. They signed him. And, you know, we've got a star in our hands.
Yep. All right. Another star. Where is he going? David Fifita.
Yeah, look, Gold Coast saw a bracing for a decision from Dave Fifita by the end of next week. They're talking the next few days. But I think we'll know by the end of next week what Dave Fifita's doing. Look, he's very short odds to stay in Brisbane. Everyone's offered him one-year deals. The Gold Coast have offered him a one-year deal. It's $1 million. Brisbane think they'll top out at about 700,000. And there's a Sydney club, I haven't been able to identify what the Sydney club is, that's apparently tailed them a deal about $1.2 million for next year. Now that's a $500,000 difference between the Brisbane offer and the Sydney offer. But the gut feeling is that Dave Fifita will stay. He'll stay for 1 year. And Brisbane, in a year's time, have got Jack Bird and Anthony Milford off contract. You're talking those two guys alone up close to $2 million. So they'll be in a position then to maybe upgrade Dave and offer him a longer-term deal. It's a lot more money. So, you know, if I was a betting man, I'd say staying in Brisbane. But we should know. This has been a long-running saga. It's been going for ages. We should know by the end of next week what Dave Fifita's doing.
So $1.2 million from a club in Sydney, it's clearly a club that aren't going well and have to pay way overs. Because that is way over.
Yeah.
And there's a club that probably we all think it is. I haven't been able to confirm that it's them. It's Canterbury. Because they've got plenty of money aside, and they're struggling a bit, and they're in for John Bateman. They obviously missed him, so they're looking for a back rower. So they would seem the logical club, but I don't think he wants to leave Brisbane. He's pretty close to his mum up there, or he doesn't want to leave Southeast Queensland. Sorry, he's pretty close to his mum, and you know I'd be surprised if he was to go anywhere. I think he'll probably stay.
All right. Any other player movement?
Well, Tessie New is the other one there, and interesting. The Gold Coast were chasing Tessie New pretty hard, and there was a story the other day that Tessie had agreed to stay. Now, he hasn't signed the deal yet, but he told Brisbane, he reiterated to Brisbane this week, I'm not going to go anywhere, I'm staying at the Broncos. So, him and Dave Fifita are pretty tight, so hopefully that helps Brisbane out in that front.
All right, and finally, you want to stick your finger in this mess called the agent saga. What's the story?
Well, it's interesting. There's been all this talk about agents not representing coaches and players, and that's one of the things the NRL wants to push along now. Apparently, when they set up this Coaches Association recently, the clubs, that it's funded by the NRL, and the clubs said to the NRL, tell them we won't fund them if coaches are going to be allow themselves to be represented by agents and players. If they're going to allow themselves to be represented by agents who also represent players. Now, COVID hit and all that stuff fell by the wayside, and that never went through, but I wouldn't be surprised if that gets revisited in coming weeks because the Coaches Association wants funding from the NRL, and I reckon the clubs will probably say, well, you can provide funding, but your members can't be represented by agents who also have players. So it's a space to watch because there's some coaches who are pretty tight with their agents.
All right. Okay, Reedy, we will watch that space. Thank you, Supercoach. We'll catch up again next week. See you, Reedy.
See you guys.
There is Brent Reed. Score more value this NRL season with a Ladbrokes same game multi. Combine all your favourite markets into one big bet. Remember, gamble responsibly. Tom Hackett joins us. G'day, Tom.
Hello, Tony.
Two wins, the Titans and the Sharks last weekend. What about this week? Who's going back to back?
Punters think it's going to be the Sharks. We'll get back to back wins. They've been backing to $1.42. Titans $3.05, though, which is almost the same price they were last week when they beat the Broncos.
Can't believe I'm asking you this, Tom. Warriors Broncos.
Yes, exactly.
Where's the support coming?
The punters, we always say they're a forgiving bunch, punters, and they've been very forgiving on the Broncos this season. A lot of money for the Broncos this week. One of the best back sides of the weekend. They're into $1.57. The Warriors out to $2.50.
And two of our Western Sydney teams travelling pretty well, the Tigers and the Panthers. Where's the money for this one?
It should be a ripper, this one, Emma. Panthers are bringing pretty well back here. They're into $1.55, but sort of in the last 24 hours, there has been some money for the Tigers as underdogs. They're in a $2.55.
All right, Tom Hackett, thank you so much. Score more value this NRL season with a Ladbrokes same game multi. Combine all your favourite markets into one big bet. Gamble responsibly. We mentioned the Tigers. Benji Marshall won't be playing. We'll have a chat with Emma about that, and there's plenty of other issues as we head towards kickoff at 3 o'clock as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Saturday Scrum for King G, where comfort is king. Triple M rocks footy.
Gary Girdler has rejoined us.
Nice to be back, Tane. Felt like I was actually never away.
Gary Girdler is just such a good name for you.
You can use it all you like. I will respond.
Your wrestling character, Grinding Gary Girdler.
Well, that's another character, but anyway.
Yeah, of course.
That's another role I play on occasion.
I'm staying well away from that.
Yeah, keep it back. Keep
particular
back.
Movie.
It's a short one, Pete.
What about Sturlo, while you're away, said he loves listening to you. You're intelligent.
Oh, well, hey, just, well, I never used the word intelligent.
Did you something along those lines? No. He gave you a rap. And
did he?
Yeah, maybe he's not feeling well
today.
Future CEO, I
think. Future
CEO.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah,
what do you think about that?
I think Pete and I should go over and Europe and buy one of the third division football teams, and I'd love to own one of those, and then work your way up through the leagues.
How much fun would that be?
That would be a lot of fun.
What a pressure.
I really enjoy that part of it, actually.
Have you run that past your wife, that idea that you...
No, not yet. I think it's something I'll do when I get a little bit older.
What about, would you ever be a player manager?
No, I wouldn't be a player manager.
But would you work it at a club as maybe a recruitment manager?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to go straight to the top. I've done all that.
It is time for a little bit of this.
Believe it or not.
All right, before we get to our preview of the game this afternoon, just a few little questions here. Still, I don't think you've played any Believe It or Not before.
No, I haven't.
No, I just ask you a simple question.
Right.
But most of the time, they're not simple and worded perhaps in a funny way by producer Charlie.
If it's coming from Tony, it'll be fairly simple.
That's exactly right.
I'm confident it'll be all right.
It's not going to be War and Peace. Trust me. And you just have to tell me whether you believe it or not. You can add a few words, obviously. It doesn't have to be just a single word answer. I know that from you, Sturlo. It won't be. Believe it or not, Harry Grant is worth $1 million a year for the Tigers.
No, I don't believe that.
Don't believe it?
No. I can't pay $1 million. I don't think there are that many million-dollar players in the game, and I can't pay it. Like, obviously, he's got enormous potential, but, yeah, that impacts on your salary cap elsewhere. I couldn't pay that much money for a young bloke coming through still.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I agree. I don't think you can pay that much just based off the amount of games we've seen so far, which is not a whole heap. And why are you laughing at me?
Walnuts.
Yeah, she's got a mouthful of nuts, Tony. It's incredible.
Timing.
I just saw a health kick. I got a few nuts in the brain. Now there's... Okay. Your turn, Gerds.
Yeah.
No, well, do you want some nuts with that as well?
No, I'm okay for nuts. Thanks, Sam.
It's Gary Girdler's
turn. No, I don't believe that, Tony. I'm going to leave it there.
Okay, thank you. Cameron Smith, believe it or not, Ryan Girdler, Cameron Smith is still the best player in the game.
I believe it, Tony. In certain situations, yeah, there's no other player I'd like to have on the field next to me, yeah.
Okay. Em?
Yes. I agree with, we saw it against the Roosters, how he was just so calm under pressure. Look, if it's even, there's 10 minutes to go. Yes, I'd say he'd be the best player to have.
Okay.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I didn't have him as the best hooker in the game, but I had to eat my words there after what he produced. To me, best is got to be slashed with influential. I think he's the most influential player in the game, not necessarily the best, but which is more important, probably the second.
All right. Without Victor Radley, believe it or not, the Roosters can't win the comp.
No, I don't believe that. No, they can cover Victor Radley. He's a loss, there's no doubt about that, but they're still my favourites to win the competition, even in his absence.
I agree. They can still get it done.
Okay.
The concern for me is the fact they lose so much depth in that position now with Jake Friend. Obviously, they've lost their two hookers that can cover that position, and that leaves them a little bit vulnerable. But hopefully Jake gets through the season. If Jake gets through the season, I think they can certainly win the premiership, but I think it's going to be... I don't think it's easy to cover Victor and Sam Verrills with leaving Jake on his own posted for that full rest of the season.
Problem for them losing those two players is if they lose somebody else down the track, then that's really compounded and that's a concern.
All right. Believe it or not, Benji Marshall will finish his career at the Tigers.
I believe it. I actually suggested last Monday that if he was looking to play some football, then the Warriors might appeal to him and appeal in regards to, you know, his love for New Zealand Rugby League and the standing that he's held in, I could see a transfer, like a loan system for Benji for a few games this year, but I don't want to see him finish anywhere else but the Tigers.
Well, there was a bit of talk about that during the week, him potentially going elsewhere or even just on loan to the Warriors. But the Tigers, when I spoke to them during the week, they said that's a big fat no. They would not loan him. And despite the fact that it would mean he's getting some game time as opposed to, you know, what if in 6 weeks they get an injury and Benji hasn't played for 6 weeks, at least he would have been playing some footy. But they said absolutely not. They wouldn't even consider it.
In 6 weeks' time then, he hasn't played for 8 or 9 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, exactly.
So, does that give him another year in the bag, though? I mean, I know he's still aging, but he hasn't played a lot of football this year. Does that mean he can sort of kick on for another 12 months?
Yeah, potentially.
And I think the Broncos letting go of McCulloch was a lesson to everyone for their older guys, you know, that you need depth in positions. Mm. As soon as McCulloch went down, they obviously lost Turpin, and then they had to bring up another guy that was sort of at the back end of his career, Isaac Luke, and that didn't sort of pan out well for him. So I think Tigers would be silly to let Benji go, and I think he'll play more footy by the end of the year.
You'd hope so, because it was when he was first dropped, it was easy to argue that it was a wrong decision. He was man of the match in two of the four games. Mm. Now, given the way they've been travelling, it's easy to agree with the decision.
Well, Josh Reynolds has been a little bit fortunate that Hibbs' elevation has coincided with Harry Grant coming into the side full time. You know, and he's helped in all areas, and obviously Josh Reynolds has been carried along with that as well. Not he's a good competitive player, but Harry Grant's helped Josh.
And to be fair, not taking anything away from the Tigers, but they were games, against the Dogs, which were easier than, say, their game tonight against Penrith. So I think it will be a real test. I would love to see Benji finish at the West Tigers. And they did say during the week they're not in a position to discuss going beyond this year because they still don't even know what the salary cap is and all of that sort of stuff. But if Benji Marshall were to play on, I would love it to beat the Tigers. But then if someone else, say Manly was sniffing around as well. If they were interested and potentially Dylan Walker going back to the centres and Benji going, or him even potentially coming off the bench, if the Tigers don't offer him a contract, I'd be happy for Benji to go somewhere like that.
All right. Well, there you go. Sterling, you play Believe It or Not beautifully. When we come back, let's have a look at the games today right here on the Saturday Scrum.
The Triple M Saturday Scrum for King G, where comfort is king. Triple M rocks footy.
Three games this afternoon, nil all on the Tyre Power score. But as we speak, Tyre Power get up to $100 cash back on selected Michelin tyres. Where do we want to start? Well, let's go from this evening, the Tigers. We're talking about Benji Marshall. He's not there, taking on the Panthers. That battle of Western Sydney. This should be a good game of football, Sterlo.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Penrith. Well, the only loss that they've had this year was Parramatta when they were in a winning position in that one, and like what you've seen from the West Tigers. But, yeah, it's I think this Penrith side have got plenty to offer. Spoke about their mobile aggressive pack before, and that'll be the test for the West Tigers to control that. Nathan Cleary has come back in superb form from his stint on the sidelines. But, West Tigers wouldn't surprise if they were able to cause an upset in this one, but I really like what I see from Penrith this year, and they've got good depth in that as well. It's just a nice balance across their squad.
Your Panthers, Gerds, you're confident about this evening?
Yeah, look, I think you've got to be confident going into a game like this. It's about obviously not being complacent as well. I mean, they've played some pretty good opposition in the past couple of weeks. It's been a tough month of football for them, and the Tigers probably just a little bit of dropping class, to be honest, in what they've faced over the last couple of weeks. Hopefully they take the right mentality, and that's the difference between the good sides and the bad sides, is they're best and their worst aren't that far apart, and hopefully they can put in a good performance tonight. They've got stability in key areas, which I really like, with Edwards back there now and Luai really settling into the role, and Api Korosau. I think that'll be a great battle of the number nines tonight. Harry Grant, Api Korosau, another good test for the young Tiger. But, you know, certainly don't take them lightly, the Tigers, playing good footy at the moment. But this will be a step up in class for them and a good test, Em.
I'd love to say the Tigers will win, but I agree. I think that the Panthers can get the job done for all of those reasons. I mean, everyone's been talking about Api Korosau being potentially the buy of the season, and then you've got blokes that, you know, aren't as well known, someone like Liam Martin coming on, and now he's got that starting role, it seems, and he's just so aggressive. I know he's been likened to someone like Nathan Brown and the energy that he brings to a side. Josh Mansell's back as well from injury, and he's having the best season he's had in a couple of years too. So I'd have to go with the Panthers.
It's going to be a big test for Harry Grant tonight with Aloy A and Clark, you know, next to him up front, and you've got a big, aggressive Penrith side coming at you through the middle of the field. Defensively, he'll be tested out, and that might take his legs away a little bit from when he's running the football. But if you play Penrith and you know you need to handle their middle, and that's not easy to do, and they beat Melbourne up there a couple of weeks ago. I thought they actually did a good job on Parramatta the weeks before, but, you know, they obviously found a way to win out wide. But you've got to handle them in the middle, and it'll be a big test tonight for the West Tigers pack, whether they've got the grunt to go with the Panthers.
They've got a few injuries through the middle. Zane Musgrove is out. Alex Twal, who'd been pretty good to start the season, he's out for an extended period of time, so...
I don't think any forward's going better than Fisher Harris either. No. He's been great for a long time. Bloke, I do want to give a quick rap to David Nofaluma. He's not your tall, big winger type thing, but he starts the sets off great. He's a good finisher. He's had a purple patch in the last month or so.
Well, he was dropped to reserve grade last year. He only played something like 15 games of first grade last year, but yeah, he's been one of their best and scoring tries.
Speaking of
every week
of tall, big wingers. Corey Oates wasn't happy when he was dropped. Now he's come back in, I think, onto the bench for the Broncos for the game this afternoon, 5:30 Central Coast Stadium. He said here, "I was heartbroken when the coach dropped me. It bloody hurt. I didn't take it lightly, as you should feel if that happens to you. I wasn't happy. I was pretty peed off for a couple of days. Then I just thought there's no point kicking cans. I mean, given how they're travelling, for him to be the one to be tapped on the shoulder, I guess that does hurt, doesn't it?
Weird, wouldn't it? Make sure it hurts. Absolutely. Yeah, I got a little bit of a question mark on Corey. Like, what wingers want to move into the back row?
Yes.
Like, I don't quite understand that mentality. Going from one of the glory boys into where
it hurts.
Where it absolutely hurts. You've got to put your head where places you don't want to. But
well, wingers have to do that when Mike is on the other side as well.
Well, but maybe that's why he wanted to move into the back row. It's a little bit safer there as well. Yeah, if you need to react. You know, he's an Origin player. He's a senior player up there. They don't have a lot of them.
It seems that you'd have to put it down to the fact that he's just trying to get Asako back into the side, because his form hasn't been worse than any other player in that Broncos outfit. And to have the run of losses that they've had and to drop a winger for it seems a little extreme to me. But it's always hard as a player when you get asked by the media if you've been dropped. You want to do the right thing by the team, and you don't want to create too much of a drama around that position. But he spoke openly and honestly, and he's upset, and he gets a chance to fix that up. They have to win today. And I think they will, given if they keep their game. What I liked about the Broncos at the start of the year was the simplicity that they went about their business with. And they won those opening couple of games, and it was just on the back of just pure grunt through the middle of the field, and then an okay kicking game and some outside backs getting in, doing some hard work and getting their sets off on a positive note. But I think if they go back to basics today, they should blow through the middle with Flegler and with Haas and with Pangai Jr. They should be too strong in the middle for the Warriors today, and I think they'll win.
All right, it is the game that's about to kick off in 11 minutes' time, both coming off the back of wins, which hasn't had a lot. This happened a lot for them this season, the Titans and the Sharkies. Sterlo?
Look, I give them a chance, the Titans. Well, they were really good last week, and they certainly won on their merits. And the problem for them is that it's just such a disrupted lineup now. I get, you know, that brings them... Well, I think it, you know, swings it very much so to the Sharks, but I like their chances coming into this game when Proctor was there. I think Brian Kelly was in.
Kelly
the
was in there. Sammy
lost
was playing
Sammy, the
well.
Fullback, and that. So, yeah, when we do go into commentary in 10 minutes' time, it'll be interesting to see just what actually takes the field for the Gold Coast. I liked what I saw from Cronulla last week, and the most impressive thing for Cronulla, I thought that Moylan Johnson and Chad Townsend combined really well, and they didn't get in each other's way. It was as fluent as I've seen the Cronulla side play on the back of real involvement from those three men who just kind of slotted into the right roles. You know, Moylan's so important to this team, and all of a sudden, you know, we keep talking about the configuration. Like, when everybody's fit, Dugan is in centre for this time, Matt Moylan is a fullback, and Johnson and Townsend are your halves.
Yeah, it's good to see him have with a smile on his face. Matt Moylan footy just missed so much, hasn't he?
Well, hang on.
Wasn't when he got hit.
No, he didn't smile for quite a while after that, Tony.
The Sharkies found their identity again last week for the first time in a while. So I think since the new coach has taken over, you know, they found a lot of success, obviously, in 15 and 16 when they won the premiership, just getting down and dirty with teams and making teams uncomfortable and standing offside and being not square at marker and just getting in the face of the opposition. And they did that last week and it rattled Manly, and if they do that again today, I think they'll be too good, Tone.
Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.